Congressman Brian Higgins points out the Mueller investigation led to serious criminal complaints against 36 people, 6 of whom are close to President Trump. Higgins, a Buffalo Democrat, says the report should be made public regardless of what was written by Attorney General William Barr.
What we have is an interpretation by a political appointee of the president as to what the findings are. If there is nothing to hide, if the president believes that he has been vindicated, then release the report. There's nothing to be afraid of.
Congressman Chris Collins was unavailable for an interview, but in a written statement, Collins, a Clarence Republican, said Barr's summary shows there was no collusion between the president and Russia, nor evidence to support an obstruction of justice charge. But Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says more work needs to be done.
Attorney General Barr's letter raises as many questions as it answers. Mueller said on the very important issue of obstruction of justice, he couldn't come to a conclusion whether there was criminality, but he said the president wasn't exonerated. That means you got to look at the whole report. When it's something as important as Russian interference, you have to.
Republican Congressman Tom Reed was also unavailable for an interview. In a written statement, Reed says after 2 years of investigation costing taxpayers millions of dollars, the president has been exonerated. He says Congress must put people first and end this culture of division. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.